The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord God.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming, when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes. He said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin. And are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to them, "You have seen him, the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." En aquel tiempo Jesús vio a pasar a un ciego de nacimiento. Escupió en el suelo, hizo lodo con la saliva, se lo puso en los ojos al ciego y le dijo, "Ve a lavarte en la piscina de Siloé, que significa enviado." Él fue, se lavó y volvió con vista. Entonces los vecinos y los que lo habían visto antes pidiendo limosna preguntaron, "¿No es este el que se sentaba a pedir limosna?" Unos decían, "Es el mismo." Otros, "No es él, sino que se le parece." Pero él decía, "Yo soy." Llevaron entonces ante los fariseos al que había sido ciego. Era sábado, el día en que Jesús hizo lodo y le abrió los ojos. También los fariseos le preguntaron cómo había adquirido la vista. Él les contestó, "Me puso lodo en los ojos, me lavé y veo." Algunos de los fariseos comentaban, "Ese hombre no viene de Dios, porque no guarda el sábado." Otros replicaban, "¿Cómo puede un pecador hacer semejantes prodigios?" Y había división entre ellos. Entonces volvieron a preguntarle al ciego, "¿Y tú, qué piensas del que te abrió los ojos?" Él les contestó, "Que es un profeta." Le replicaron, "Tú eres puro pecado desde que naciste. ¿Cómo pretendes darnos lecciones?" Y lo echaron fuera. Supo Jesús que lo habían echado fuera. Y cuando lo encontró, le dijo, "¿Crees tú en el Hijo del Hombre?" Él contestó, "¿Y quién es, Señor, para que yo crea en él?" Jesús le dijo, "Ya lo ha visto. El que está hablando contigo, ese es." Él dijo, "Creo, Señor." Y postrándose, lo adoró. Palabra del Señor, gloria a ti, Señor Jesús. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. We had our first live stream go at this on the Feast of St. Joseph. And so this is our first Sunday. So welcome to all of you who are joining us live stream. I just wanted to say too again, Deacon Angelo preached a homily yesterday that I recorded, and I uploaded that onto our Facebook page about an hour ago or so. So please, if you want to listen to a nice homily in Spanish today, check that out. So today I'm just going to preach in English. And I want to preach and maybe say a few words first about just everything going on. Lots of reflections, lots of words, lots of prayers happening around the world right now. And so today is a day dedicated to the Lord, even if you aren't able to be here. Dedicate this day to Jesus. While many cannot receive the Lord in the Eucharist, we can still receive the grace of Christ's body and blood, soul and divinity, through our prayer, through our spiritual communion, through uniting our prayers to the suffering of Christ on the cross, which is certainly a suffering that we are all uniting ourselves to during this time. So we turn to the Lord with great hope and trust today. I want to say a word to our, if you're watching or you will watch, to our catechumens and candidates in RCIA. Today would have been the second scrutiny. You have heard now this gospel of the man born blind, which is such a significant gospel for those who are preparing for baptism in the church. And so please take the time to read this gospel at home, on your own, with your families maybe, and consider the reality of what the sacraments of the church do for us. They help us to see, not just with physical eyes, but they bring about this explosion of spiritual awareness in our life. They help us to not only rid ourselves of sin, but to unite ourselves entirely to Jesus, who loves us and wants us to be with him eternally. And so spend time meditating on these readings, please, especially this gospel. Not just a long gospel, but a gospel packed with many questions. Who is this man? How is he able to see? What's the deal with him? Is he a sinner or not? Was he born in sin? Are his parents sinners? Who is this Jesus? Tell us about him. Where is he? There's all kinds of questions being thrown out there. But notice in the readings, there's this contrast not only between darkness and light, but also blindness and being able to see. With Christ, there is no more darkness. In the second reading, it even kind of brings that question out. If you are with Christ, how could you remain in darkness? Even if you struggle with sin, if you're with Christ, you would turn to him again and again and again because you want to live in the light and not remain blind, not remain in darkness. If we are with Christ, even now, which seems like a great darkness in the world, seems like a great sin, if you're with Christ, how could you not rejoice? How could we not rejoice in the Lord? Think about three simple questions of the many questions of this gospel. One, they ask of the man born blind, how are you able to see? How are you able to see? Sight, physical sight, is something that, for those of us that have it, that enjoy it, sometimes take it for granted. I remember watching, when I watched the movie about Ray Charles, I don't know if you remember that movie, there's that scene where he and his future wife are sitting at a dinner table, and he's talking about how he's able to see without sight, because all of his senses are heightened, and He's able to hear things and touch things and feel like vibrations and movements in the floor and around him. He's able to receive all of that, and because of that, he can see maybe better than some others. Certainly, because of that, he's able to bring to the world great music, Ray Charles. There's a spiritual seeing that is so important to our lives. Sometimes it's called awareness, like spiritual awareness. Being able to recognize in ourselves and in others the need for Jesus. When Jesus is present, when the Holy Spirit is being rushed upon us, like it says in the first reading, that's what happened to David. The Spirit rushed upon him. He became aware of God. With this kind of awareness of God, we can see the suffering of others, the needs of others, where God is needed, especially in our own soul. The second question that I want us to think about is this one from the Pharisees. Are you this man's disciple? Are you this man's disciple? It's a good question for all of us. We talk about discipleship a lot in the church today. Are you this man's disciple? Are you a disciple of Christ? Because if you can see with a spiritual sight, if you know Jesus, you are a disciple, and you have to make disciples in the world. You have to bring this power of Christ and his cross to others so they can see. If you are close to the Lord, you would be able to recognize in others the inability to see, the lack of faith when people struggle with knowing and understanding and accepting God. Are you a disciple of the Lord? The final question is from Jesus that I want us to think about. After all of this, and they threw the blind man out of the synagogue, and he's not accepted, he's been cast out. Jesus comes to him. Do you believe in the Son of Man? For our time, on this Sunday, with the coronavirus pandemic, people being forced into solitude, where there's a lot of suffering, where there's a lot of questions, where there might be despair. This is the question of our time. The one that the Lord is bringing to us right now. Do you believe in Jesus? Let's reach out to Jesus, because this question, if we cannot say, as the blind man says, I do believe, that we could be lost. Not in sickness, in sin. Don't be lost. Don't be in darkness. Don't find yourself wandering in the valley of death. Come into the light of the Lord. You can, even at home, even in your place of solitude, with your families,